Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
You can't appreciate pleasure without a little pain. You can't get rainbows without the rain. Join the grateful witches as they smile over the simple pleasures in life. And now, Shelley, Lisa, and Daryl.
Guys, welcome back to another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. You know the drill. We got the Good Witch, Shelley Majors, and the Man Witch, Daryl Brown. Say hi to you. Oh, I'm sorry I didn't give you that time. And then I am your Bad Witch, Lisa Brown. We are doing part two of our episode of Pleasure and Pain. We talked about pain last episode, and we're going to talk about pleasure this episode. No need for an intro. Let's just get right into our pleasures.
Ba-da-da-bum.
So, who'd like to start?
I will. I'm still pissed about the windshield wiper fluid. So my simple pleasure is having a well full of windshield wiper fluid.
Yeah.
And also, and more importantly, a full tank of gas. The older you get, don't you always have more gas in your car?
Yeah, you have. I think that because we have more. Well, hey. Did you just look at the car? I filled it up today.
What? Oh, my God.
But when you're a kid, you're like,
Lord,
I can go.
Jesus, Mac, it's a miracle.
3 more miles.
Yeah,
and now I don't
just
have time
put
for
in
that.
Like $2.
Yeah, no, hell just, no.
Yeah, I used to do that all the time.
I can't live that way. I love a full tank of gas.
Well, that
open road, the possibilities.
Yep. That metro you had, you could probably throw in $2 and get around for a while.
I can drive to Spain.
Harder these days.
Oh, indeed. What goodness. Are some of your simple pleasures?
Mine?
Yes.
Oh.
Still a clock.
My biggest pleasure is waking up. I'm alive. Waking up every morning. Oh,
that's a simple pleasure. And also a complex pleasure.
I was going to say, it's pretty complex there. Oh, that's a good one. One of my number 10 simple pleasure is someone knowing my Starbucks order.
Oh, that is a good one.
It is just, it doesn't show you, hold on, let me rephrase that. It does show you how much someone loves you if they know your Starbucks order.
And that they pay attention to you. They see you. They hear you.
Also, when they know that you have different Starbucks orders depending on the weather.
Sure.
In the hot, it's usually a cold drink, and in the cold, it's usually a hot drink.
Oh, you mean your clients that bring you stuff?
Anyone.
Anybody.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm like, you're that tight with people at Starbucks that they know Lisa Brown.
No.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
friends.
Yes, okay, clients. Clients,
not the actual people at Starbucks.
I
woke up and I'm like,
Miss Lisa over here. Oh God, it's latte day today.
I go to the drive-thru and they're like, "Is this Lisa?"
Oh shit, she wants.
Would you like
Splendas.
A caramel macchiato? And I'm like, yes, Starbucks person, I would.
I absolutely would. I want a venti. I want it as big as you can make it.
Yes,
they
and
walk
I'd
it
like
out
it
her.
For free. Yeah,
but
no.
If given your druthers, hot or cold. Caramel's your go-to, right?
Yeah, well, it kind of depends. Like, sometimes I'll flip the switch a little bit and I'll get, like, if I'm feeling too jittery or whatever, I'll just want, like, a strawberry frappuccino
and
stuff because there's no coffee in that.
Right.
Also, sometimes if I've had too much coffee, I don't mind a chai frappuccino or latte.
Ooh.
But I would say those three are the main
chai
ones.
To chill you out.
Yeah.
There's so
Got
many
it.
Layers to the onion.
There is. But if you know that, that means that you're really close to me.
That's really sweet and awesome, and that's a great one.
Yeah.
Related, but not related, is a fresh mani / pedi at Legend Salon. Lisa makes my nails look so good, and my little toesies look so fresh. And if you guys have heard of or seen my feet, it's like if Fred Flintstone had an abortion.
Oh, come on.
They're terrible. There's bunions. There's fallen arches.
There's broken toes going all different directions.
And she's single.
Dude, it's like a broken piano. It's terrible. But she throws some stuff on my little paws, and I feel better.
It's really weird because, like, her mangled, disgusting her feet, mangled. When they go into the pedicure bath, are really... But then I polish them, they come out, and they actually go... Ding,
yes.
With little stars around them,
yes.
And become completely perfect. Because not only do I polish them, I straighten them out.
Yeah, the website for OnlyFans comes up on my heels.
They're feet,
like, these are good looking
paws. Her feet go in looking like Forrest Gump and come out.
Oh my God.
She's really good at her job, God. Guys. Oh,
don't do it, bud.
Disclaimer. Shelly's feet are really not that bad.
No, I was going to say, they're fine. I've seen some bad toes.
Yeah,
but today I get to let my freak flag fly because, you know, I work in a restaurant, so I can't wear open-toed shoes even if I wanted to hurt people that way. And then, so today I'm just like, I'm wearing some flips that I got from Lisa, and I know that my friends will accept me and laugh
no
along
matter
with me.
What.
Yes, Betty Bunyan, they call me.
I usually have socks at the door for this.
Fiona Fallen Arches, they call
me. Oh, my gosh.
It's fine.
Oof, wow.
Fresh Manny Petty, simple pleasure.
Yeah.
Great. Mine's just simple, having a wife. I mean, having my wife
that's
is
not that simple.
So complex he is over here.
It's just simple but pleasure. It is, you know, seriously, it is, I don't take it for granted or anything. It is a simple pleasure to have you.
Oh, that's lovely.
Are you calling me simple? Too.
And I don't have Shelly as a wife with those disgusting feet.
Oh my goodness.
I do.
And they stink.
My special stinker.
Shelly is a beautiful woman. She has hair that's gorgeous, eyes that are amazing. She has a pretty nice bod, and she is hilarious. So many attributes.
So many.
If
you can
your
get past
feet,
the feet
are the worst thing about you, then God bless you. Now, on the other hand, I am the total opposite. Not that great of a body. My hair is crazy. So many things. I got some kick-ass fucking little toes here.
She's got
oh, my
some
God. Your feet,
feet
are they're suckle-worthy.
They, I am still
them.
Talking about the weird wealth and OnlyFans. I'm not above that. I'm trying to figure out how that going to make that happen.
My goods stop at the ankles. Yours, I mean, once you go below the ankles, it's just like, oh, wait, wait.
So, is that a thing? Like, if you're like, hey, eyes up here, don't look at the toes, bros.
Mine's distracting.
Mine
right.
Stop at the ankles, too, but it's from the feet up.
Oh, my God. Together, we make the perfect
you.
Woman.
I love all of you.
I know. You guys are amazing. I'm just kidding.
Your
I am not
root
that.
Your brown eyes.
I'm not that hard on myself. I actually do like me.
Yeah.
So but your feet, really.
But
no, she does.
Truly something.
I used to put this little crown on one of my most favorite toes, remember?
Yeah, and then you called it. You were like, you have been crowned the cutest. Toe in the world. Yeah, he's done that. And he got a little rose and put it next to my toe.
So tender.
We do some very strange things.
We used to be really broke back in the day. So, I mean, not that we have any money, but
yeah.
Back when we lived in the trailer park, that's how we entertained
yeah.
each other.
Oh my gosh.
Let's play Beauty Toes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would we have the fetish show? Maybe uh-huh. you can pull up that picture.
Perfect. Okay. So number 9. Is when my coffee's made right. That's a simple pleasure. Like when it's made wrong, I am so peeved out. When my coffee's made right, Daryl, it's so funny because every time when we get to work, he makes me a cup of coffee first thing. And I always tell him, why does it taste so much better when somebody else makes it?
Oh my God, it just does.
It really does. And it's like,
here, she'll be like, God, and she goes, I had a cup before you got up this morning. And it didn't taste like this. I'm like,
yeah, I don't know what the ratio is, or there's part of that too.
What's
but
that?
He makes my coffee right, and if McDonald's makes my coffee right, or anybody does it, I get a simple pleasure out of that.
Oh yes, very much so. And there's sometimes, and maybe it's partially because of how expensive it is too.
Mm-hmm.
But when you give them that $20 bill or whatever it is, and then you take that first sip, and you're like, no regrets, baby.
Yeah, this was
oh,
worth
yes.
it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ow.
Yeah.
okay, here's a fresh one. Being asked your opinion. There are times when people ask my opinion, and especially if I don't expect it, or it's like your boss or somebody mm-hmm. like that you didn't even really think that they cared about what you thought. And they're like, well, what do you think about this? Do you think we should do this? I'm like, yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It feels really good. It feels mm-hmm. validating and respectful. And yeah, somebody just asked my opinion today and it was noteworthy.
Yeah. Well, that's funny you should say that because I have that as my number five.
Really?
It just when someone takes my advice. So ooh, it's about same. The same yeah. thing. Yeah. So that's funny that we get such simple pleasure at. You yeah. know, there's so many people who will ask for your opinion and then not take it.
Yes.
And stuff, or ask for your advice and then be like, oh, no,
those are the ones that get me. Yeah. Why would you? I guess it's not saying you're wasting my time, but.
Kind of.
If you're going to come to me and we've had this conversation and then you do the complete opposite.
Right.
Yeah. Or at least don't give me a good argument on why my advice isn't any good.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, so yeah. So anyways, I didn't mean to step on your
no,
advice toes.
I'm glad that we're in agreement.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Agreement.
Is it me?
Yes.
Yeah. Having our house is probably one of the biggest. I know I brag about it all the time, but. Everywhere we've ever lived has been like a step up from where we were before. And one of the biggest things when me and Lisa got together was I promised her she would never live in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
So we rented this, we talk about this all the time, rented this little house in Old Town Arvada. Great time. Loved it. Had so many memories there. Then we moved to her parents and we bought our trailer, lived there for 20 years, too long. Mm-hmm. And to get this place every day. I either, if she goes to work and stuff, I get up and I walk. If I even walk to the mailbox, I will look at our house and just my heart is just so happy with pride that this is ours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just had a new roof put on it and it's even, she got a new bra. She's fucking
yeah,
hot,
it looks
man.
Really nice.
But mm-hmm. no, this is probably one of, I never thought we would get to this point.
Yeah.
I thought we were going to live and die in that damn trailer park.
Well, and that would have been okay too.
And no, it was together. Fine. No, yeah. We had such great times there and we had great neighbors and everything. But no, our house is something, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of steps to get to where we got to go.
We're going to put in an elevator next. That's our next big project.
That would be a very complex pleasure.
It really would.
Or I'm just going to buy that chair off of Shelly.
You could.
Yeah, probably. But I don't want to. No, thank you. My number eight simple pleasure is just a good hair day.
Yes.
And stuff. That's really, it's just an easy, simple pleasure of
you
having.
You spend so much time and money on your hair or trade.
Mm. Well, and right it's now it's not one of those, but
no.
It will be later because I'll straighten it. And
you've been 3 days now. You've
I've
gone
been
that
three
way.
Days
I,
without,
so my wife yeah. never,
I've
never
been too
goes
tired
without.
Tired to straighten my hair.
It's a job.
It really
and your
is.
Hair always looks lovely, whether
Thank
it's
you.
Curly or natural or straight or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But a good hair day is really hard to find.
Yeah.
And you almost want to milk it. You're like, hey, I'm not really doing anything, but you know, if you want to crack your phone out and maybe snap a couple pics,
if you want to FaceTime me, that's fine. I don't usually like talking other than
yeah,
text.
Let's
but
do a Zoom. Start for a Zoom.
Oh my god,
let's
that's
meet.
Hilarious. Let's meet.
Yeah.
Let's meet, and I'll just tell you in person because my hair looks really good.
That's a great one. On that note, I had a freshly groomed puppy. We both had our dogs groomed this week.
Yeah.
And that's something that's maybe thrice a year for me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's expensive and it's time consuming.
Yeah.
And all the other stuff. But they both look so clean and fresh. And mm-hmm. I'm assuming not only is it fun for us because they're all silky and soft and pretty, but it's probably a pleasure for them. They just, you know, got a nice bath and their teeth brushed and it's summer, you know, so now they shed their shag.
I haven't even told Daryl this, which this may be TMI, but I don't care. This is our podcast. So I thought that Fiona had something wrong with her cooter.
Yeah.
Because she kept licking it incessantly.
Sure. Anal gland.
No, it was her coo-coo.
Oh,
like
it was.
her female part.
Okay.
She would
she's
lick it and
at
lick
you.
It.
No, like,
she's
I did not sign a waiver
look.
For you to talk about my cooter.
It's okay. She doesn't know I'm talking about it. Someone I can't identify who is a dog in my house was licking their cooter really, really bad.
And her name rhymes with Shmishmona.
Yeah. And I thought that maybe she had a yeast infection or something weird was going on. And I actually took her to the vet and my vet was like, you can use these pads or whatever and stuff. But it really sucked because if you put the medicine on, then she couldn't lick it.
Uh-huh.
Like I would have to put a cone on her to in order because it would make her sick.
Yeah.
Long story short, not at all a yeast infection. It was that her hair was too long and she was licking her. She does, after she gets groomed, she doesn't lick her cuckoo no more.
Yeah, so there's probably stuff in there and she's just trying to clean herself.
I think so too. Like she's peed a little bit and it's like sticking to the hair, you know, and stuff. And she's like, I'm trying to clean, but it's not.
She likes a nice shaved beeper.
She does.
Yes. So smart, like little kitty cats. They are good groomers.
So it's only taken me 9 years to figure this out about my dog and stuff. But yes, on your bandwagon, good clean cooters dogs, just shavings are nice.
Yes, I agree.
Wow. Daryl. And our sponsors that just signed up to give us free commercials are like, they talk about dog cooters. They are done.
Oh my God.
It's fine.
Oh, this is a simple one, but I, you know, you see stuff. I am happy that I have socks.
Oh, I love a good sock. A squishy, fresh, warm, cushy sock.
And I'm a big stick. Lisa will wear a sock till the sole's gone.
Nope.
And everything. I will have to take them off her feet, rip it up, and throw it away. I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Who are we? But yeah, I love, and we don't wear like pull-up socks. We're anklets.
Yeah, well,
during the winter, I don't care. I wear anklets.
I love a good sock too.
And when you find the brand that makes like the one that stays kind of nice and puffy.
Mm-hmm. It's good in your shoe.
Right.
Yeah, I bought cheap ones from Walmart and then they wear out. Yeah, flea market. Yeah, but it's so funny that a good sock means a lot to me.
What are we, hillbillies? Let's have a good sock. Lisa, don't wear socks with holes in them.
Let's go back to the judgy.
But did you know that Jelly Roll, the artist, he wears a pair of socks and then throws them away.
That is decadent.
One pair of socks.
It's the only really decadent thing he does because he said that he finally feels like he made it.
He can do that. I feel like I've made myself something. I can just not have to wear a pair of socks twice.
Yeah.
Because there was times when I was a kid, I wore the same sock for a week, whatever. So that I like that about him.
Well, God bless you. And if that's what you want to do and you can do it.
And you got a smoking hot wife and she doesn't want to smell your stinky foot next to Shelly.
My number 7 is being toasty warm and cold at the same time.
Ooh,
that's weird.
I love being in my bedroom with like all of my blankets around because it's freezing and all that's showing is my little face.
Your cute
and
like cheeks.
Yeah. And, but the window's open and a breeze is blowing on me.
Yeah.
But I'm warm and cold at the same time.
That happened last night. It was pretty cool.
That's actually what made me think of it was like, cause I was so hot when I went to bed, I didn't put any covers on me. But when I woke up, I must have been bundled up. And I was just like, this is like the perfect amount of like heat and cold at the same time.
What a nice description.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
Simple pleasure.
Yes. It's a menopause hug.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm hot, but I'm a little cool.
There's a different, I'm again off the rails or whatever, toasty. But there's a different kind of hot with menopause.
Because it comes from within. It's not just on your skin.
No, it comes from within.
Yes.
It starts in your gullet. It just goes outward until you can't stand it anymore.
Yes.
And you're dying.
And you can't escape it. You're not I need a cold bath. It's like, no, my organs are on fire.
Yes. Yes. That you are so right about that. It is the stupidest shit I've ever known.
No. I'm glad I'm not a woman.
Me and Shelly haven't even had biological children, so we didn't even really need to use our cooters for that thing. And sometimes I just like saying cooter.
It's nice.
Wasn't he on Dukes of Hazzard?
Yes.
There was a cooter?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's going to get those Duke boys.
Well, there you go. But
them Duke boys are going to get me.
That's right.
But that being said, like, why do we have to go through this if we didn't get the pleasure of going through childbirth? That's all I got to say.
Oh, they should, give you a free pass. You're done.
Yeah, they're like, you're not going to have kids?
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah, there are times I think I'm having a yard sale. It's just like, this is too aggressive. Get out.
What's happening? That's hilarious.
Okay, so a lot of mine were kind of train of thought-y, so it's going to go from one to the other, and you can see my train of thought.
Okay.
But so the last one was a fresh-groomed puppy,
mm-hmm.
but at the time that I was writing that, I had a freshly groomed puppy snuggling next to me while I'm relaxing. Mm-hmm. So on the bed, dog in the bed, number one, fantastic, mm-hmm. especially, and I have a king size bed now. Brag much. I'll never get sick of saying it because it's the best thing I ever did.
It is
incredible. So great. Mm-hmm. But when they're snuggling next to you, when you don't have to do anything, whether you're playing games on your phone or watching your favorite show, they're just like, you don't need to let me out. I don't need dinner. All I want is to be next to you. Mm-hmm. And it is the most unconditional, coziest, warm, trusting little body mm-hmm. on you or next to you.
Yep.
That is, it's just the loveliest feeling.
It is. It's the best. Yes,
the loveliest feeling.
Daryl.
Mine, like I said, I put some stupid, simple stuff, but you know what?
That's what it is.
Simple pleasures.
Everybody's been complaining this and that. So there was a time we went out with, we went without eggs.
Yeah, that's right.
I love the fact that I have eggs.
Yeah. It's a sign of success.
I love you.
I love eggs, man.
I love eggs. I want eggs. I'm having eggs.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I didn't fertilize my wife's eggs, so she's going through menopause like, man.
It's not any worse. I'm just saying that I shouldn't have to do it.
That's right.
I mean, like, if I was like, if God came down and he was like, asked for my advice.
What would you like?
Yeah. And was like, what do you think about this? I would say, God, I think that since I didn't have biological children, I shouldn't have to go through menopause.
Agreed. Yeah. It's like, I didn't use the oven. Why do I need to have a cool down period?
Period to be, for, by God.
All of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's bad news.
Yeah.
Seriously, you guys got robbed.
We did.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Take this womb and shove it. I don't need it anymore.
Dun, dun.
My number six is surprise ice cream.
Ooh.
So, and that goes for Daryl's giving himself props, and I was going to do that, but he did it himself. So
no,
next.
I'm a happy guy.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just joking.
I get them so she can wear them around herself for her menopause.
Daryl, every now and again, will be like, this happened, so I think that we need comfort food, and he'll get some kind of a surprise treat. Sometimes it's Twizzlers. Most of the time, it's ice cream. And it'll just, he's so funny because we do try to watch it. We don't watch our weight that well, but we're not the type.
We watch it. Look at me.
Look at me expand. No. But we're not people who have a bowl of ice cream every single night.
No.
Right.
We don't.
It's very far and few between, because I'm not a big sweets person.
He doesn't. And Steph, but sometimes like we'll just be watching a show and we got this like, thing of, what are those candies that we got for Christmas?
Oh,
the hazelnut ones?
Not Roca. But it's like Rothschild.
Yeah,
or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got a huge thing of those.
They're puffy, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's like they've been in our cupboard or mm-hmm. whatever, and we don't, I even forget they're there, and they are way too decadent to eat all the time.
Sure.
But sometimes if we've had a rough night or we're just, you could tell we're kind of hungry because we ate dinner early, he'll just bring me one over and just like kind of
I kind of sneak
look.
It in. I put it like this and I go, bloop.
Yeah.
Hey, and so, you deserve a toffee fae.
Yeah. So surprise treats are a simple little pleasure.
I
for
love
me.
That, especially yeah. when someone gives them to you and you yeah. don't have to go out all lonely
feel,
and sad.
Or you don't feel bad because you're like hiding behind the cupboard eating the almond roca.
Right.
You know, because you're like, oh, God.
You just gave it to me. Not, I don't want to be rude.
You're jumping right? into the dumpster to get.
That, I'm not proud
no,
of that.
So I went to the store yesterday and stuff, and I went by this, and they had strawberry cheesecake ice cream sandwiches.
Oh man!
And so I grabbed that, and I brought it home, and so she was sitting there, and I go, so you know what says with the Prince of Darkness would want us to have as a sweet dessert
because we were sad,
and I go. Nothing says, I love you, Ozzy, like strawberry shortcake ice cream sandwich.
Yeah, perfect. He would have wanted it that
he
way.
He does. Yeah. Yeah. That was his favorite. I don't know if it was. So, yeah, surprise ice cream was my number six.
That's nice. An excellent one. Uh-huh. You are slaying this list, by the way. Both of you.
Killing it like the.
Both of you. So I had in my head, but not on the page. I'm going to throw it in with you guys. But cooking for and feeding other people.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a simple pleasure, but it's also a pleasure when they do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So giving each other food, I think, is really nice.
Nice.
But, so I'm going to use the real one that I wrote, hilarious memes from friends.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just like, it's even quicker than a text. You know, somebody just shows you a, hey, this means I love you, or I thought of you, or I knew that you would appreciate this. And I'm trying to think of what Corinne's one that she just sent me. And she never texts me. She's very, very busy. Mm-hmm. She lives in another state. It's so good, though. But it was basically like, believe in yourself, because nobody else can fuck this up as good as you can. And it just, it made my day. It started my day that way. And Lisa and Daryl, yes, no one can fuck things up quite like you.
Yeah.
But Lisa and Daryl always do the same thing when they're thinking of me. And it's just a nice little, yeah, pick me up. It doesn't cost anything. Cool. Yeah.
It's nice to know that somebody thinks of you in any way whatsoever.
Yeah, like if they, oh, here's number 12. But like if somebody brought you a souvenir or something from a trip.
It's absolutely. Just like,
oh, you thought of me when you were having a marvelous time.
You are so lovely. Good at that. I mean, just the simplest little thing. Like, mm-hmm. I got you guys a couple little shot glasses. Yeah. And I'm like, that's so cool.
Yeah. But you did a cute little simple pleasure. I'm sorry, I'm going off base, but I'll get back to you. But when I was going on a trip and I stayed here because you guys live by the airport, and when I opened my book on the plane, Daryl had written a cute little note.
Yeah.
He's safe travels, friend, and all of that. Yeah. You know, and
like, you'll have a great time.
It was very sweet.
Yeah. And so she opened up and goes, oh, God.
Daryl shits in my book.
Hopefully he licks his cooter.
Gosh. Well, my next one, you know, my most simplest, most happiest pleasure. Guys, can you guess it?
The podcast. Mm.
Beer.
That is a simple pleasure.
Yeah.
I love beer.
It never lets you down.
Nope.
Except for every day.
Yeah.
Beer is good.
I love me some beer.
And I like experimenting with beers and and it just,
I cook with beer. Yeah. I drink with beer.
It's me delicious.
And beer cooking and drinking together.
It's not have the same experience with you with beer.
Lisa's never been, it's so funny because we'll go someplace and I will order like a different IPA or something that's like apricot or, you know, peach or something. And she'll drink, I could get into that. And then she's
And then I don't.
Yeah, well, because it's expensive too.
Well,
you don't care enough about it.
No, she doesn't. Yeah. She really doesn't.
I'd rather eat a strawberry cheesecake.
She's like, right. I got a Twizzler.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's be experimental with
God
food.
Bless her. I love, my wife is such a simple, I should put that on there. I love the fact my wife's such a simple person.
I really am.
Not high maintenance. No.
I really am. Easy. Not. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine was, 5 was when someone takes my advice. I already said that. So number 4 is watching TV with Daryl. I just really love to do that.
You guys have very similar taste in a lot of things.
Yeah, there's not a lot of shows that we don't watch together. I don't like old-timey shows like Andy Griffith and McHale's Navy.
I'll come over and watch it.
Yeah, that's
what I get, and he'll do that like at night in his...
Hogan's here.
You got to get those oldies in.
I swear I had some kind of a weird childhood trauma with those in the background or something because they seriously give me sickening feelings in my stomach. No. I just hate it. I don't know. It must be. It's like, if they're black and white, I'm not in.
That's crazy.
Okay. I don't know. It just really irritates
me. It gets me.
He doesn't necessarily want to watch the Gilmore Girls.
Mm-hmm. But I know the whole show, so it's all good.
he will. It's funny because I've said this before, but I'm rewatching Survivor from the beginning again. Uh-huh. And he's so sweet because he's just kind of going with it.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, he doesn't say, you know, don't do this or what. I mostly do it when I cross.
It's noise when I'm cooking or whatever. Yeah. But, I mean, it'll come on and I go, oh, got to remember that.
Yeah.
You know, this and that. So, I love that. It's fun.
Yeah. So, that's I important. Just love watching TV with Daryl.
Good. Yeah. That's a really, really good one.
Yeah.
Usually I would just watch stuff that's too dark. I don't know if I would have the trust to watch a show with somebody with the shit that I like.
You mean like documentary dark?
Yeah, like true crime stuff.
Yeah. Well, it depends on who you're with or whatever. Yeah. But
and the time.
Well, there's that. I do have a friend of mine who is in, I would say, a new relationship with an old relationship, but they're back together. Okay. Doesn't really matter.
Sure.
But they love to watch TV together. They love to snuggle together, but she's really into true crime and she won't watch that with him because she says that.
That's her time?
No, she did. Oh. She knows he wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
So she's like, that's my time by myself. And I know that he wouldn't enjoy that and stuff. And she goes, and it's not about with me, it's not about what we're watching. It's about just spending
being
time
together.
With him.
Yeah. And so, he may be into something that she doesn't really like, you know, like Westerns or whatever.
Yeah. Or bondage.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that.
They can all go together or stay separate.
Crime bondage.
Okay.
Giddy up. But,
okay. We're going to film this in black and white.
This goes with the kind of the hilarious memes from Friends. I don't know. We've all been going through a hard time. And this year was really rough for a lot of different reasons. But my simple pleasure was encouragement and check-ins from loved ones. Mm. So there were times when I wanted to give up, when my brothers and Lisa and all my friends checked in. And like, they made it almost an aggressive check-in sometimes. It's like, well, quit bossing me. I don't want to do this. And they're like, no, you need to fucking hear this. And you need to know that you are worthy and that you are all of these things and you're doing great. The reward will come down the road. Keep planting seeds. Keep doing what you're doing. There's nothing fucking wrong with you.
Yeah.
And I needed that.
Mm. Well, and sometimes I would just send her something that was like, I don't know what to say, so here's a rabbit with a pancake on it.
Yes.
And stuff.
Oh, no. There's those are the best because they do. They make you kind of validate yourself like, yeah, fuck, what am I thinking?
Yeah.
Right. You know? It gives you pause. It's just like, oh, I needed that. Okay.
The world needs a lot of that. I mean, there's a lot more people that need to see stuff like that, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Mine is, Shelley thought I was going to say it the last time, but having this show means the world to me. Mm-hmm. It truly does. I love the fact that we're settled in and we can sit and do this. I mean, it's not even work. It's a bullshit session between three people that love each other. We have such a great time doing this, mm-hmm. you know, and, yeah, it means the world to me.
It only took 5 years for us to get national sponsors.
Well, you know, I mean, but hey.
Hey, we're there.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm just, I'm glad tomorrow? I didn't give up.
Debbie.
Yeah.
Hi, Debbie. We got sponsored, babe. Yeah.
Pretty exciting.
My number three is cross-stitching. I'm really, really enjoying that.
I love it, too.
Actually, to be honest with you, I really, really did enjoy diamond art just as much.
Yeah.
It's just so much messier.
Yeah, there's a lot of moving parts.
More intense.
I don't think so. I think cross-stitching is harder.
Yeah. Really?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, I really do.
You seem more relaxed doing cross-stitching than you ever did with diamond art.
Probably I think I'm just more of a relaxed person now.
I mean, guys, she's got it down now. She'll lay out on the couch and be doing it. We got lights set up now and everything. And she just looks, actually, I'm going to put that on one of my favorite things is to watch you do diamond art. I mean, to do
cross-stitching.
Yes, yeah. It is. It's so cool.
Yeah, I feel like I'm not great at it yet, but I don't care.
Good.
You know?
And there's so few things that you do just for you.
Well, yeah.
Well, and your back stitches suck.
I don't know what back stitching is. No, my back stitching is not that bad. It's just like making a perfect X. Like, it's funny because Michelle Mina, who is a friend of mine and a client, she's also a regular listener to the podcast. She started wanting to cross stitch again because hearing about me cross stitching.
Yes. So you gave her encouragement.
Inspired her.
Yes. That's what I was going to say. I inspired her to go back to cross stitching. And she asked me one day, she's like, have you gotten to the point where you have to like rip out like a whole big line because you messed up?
No.
And I'm like, no, because I don't. Like, even if I
don't give two fucks if
you're pretty thorough.
Yeah, no. If I fuck it up, I don't. It's just, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's how it's going to be.
And nobody will ever know but you.
Maybe. Yeah. And maybe they will, but I don't care enough to do it. And I've seen the stuff she's done.
Uh-huh.
She sent me pictures and it's spectacular.
I'm sure.
And very precise. And like, and it's funny because she's like, have you done a cross stitch that has 48 colors in it yet? I was like, mine had 6. And this new one has a lot more.
It's
beautiful.
It's funny because she's very good at it, but I don't care enough to rip out. Maybe it someday I will.
And I could see that coming. I could totally see Lisa going, oh God. And I'll be sitting on the couch going, what's in all this
scattered just flying everywhere, right? Yeah. Like hair.
I'll be like, where are you going? I got to go get some Michaels.
Yeah, maybe at some point it will. But right now I just am like, you know what? I messed up on that one. I can't.
It's fine.
Yeah. So it's there's fine. That. But anyways, nice. Cross-stitching is number 3.
That's I love it.
Really, really good one.
Yeah.
Love it.
I guess I was in bed while I was doing this, because this is the next one.
Oh, is this PG?
I love a freshly made bed.
Oh, yeah. With,
after you wash it, I like Gain, but I can't afford Gain, the laundry detergent, but I can't afford Gain, the sheets, the dryer sheets.
Oh.
Okay.
And so it smells really good, and I had texted Lisa the other day. I'm like, I think that true love is when you freshly make your sheets, make your bed, and it smells so good, and then your dog comes in with like a month old pizza crust and starts gnawing on it, and you're like, well, that's cute.
Yeah,
that's great. Fine. I'm gonna have crumbs in my bum, but whatever. Yeah. It's worth it. It's fine. And freshly made bed.
Yeah,
you know, when especially when you really like the bedding and you're grown up and it matches.
Oh,
and stuff.
Oh, girl, you know, but that should just be on there. Having
good linen. Well,
yes. Not only good linen, but matching linen.
Yes, so that you purchased.
Yeah, that I'm so. We used to be a top sheet was this color, yes. A bottom sheet, the pillowcases. Who cares?
Willy nilly.
Yeah, and now I do really like that.
We would like so gypsies. Funny.
Yeah.
Okay, so this. So Lisa, as you guys know, we both have separate rooms, you know, and. She
wanted to sleep with the dog. Simple
pleasure. She wanted to snuggle the other day, so she came into my room, and she's like, "What the fuck are these sheets?" And I go, "What?" And she goes, "They're beautiful. They're nice and
the thread count. I tell you,
silky."
And she goes, "I don't have sheets like this in my room."
I'm like, "Where did we get these?"
Right.
And I go, like, "These are the guest ones we bought."
No,
bamboo.
No, I have the guest ones in the guest room. Oh. But no, I buy myself nice sheets. you're an adult. You can get out there and buy
you can get your own sheets.
There you go.
But yeah, she goes, so she was laying, she goes, "My sheets are nothing like this."
That's funny. Yeah, they have little balls of.
Yeah, this is like you're getting like I'm like, that's crunchy. Why I never go lay in her bed. I'm like, oh, God, what are you, homeless?
I only have one really nice pair of sheets.
It's a game changer.
It is. It really is.
But yeah, that was funny.
One of the sponsors on one of the podcasts I listen to is.
If you're listening, sponsors.
Yeah. I think they're called Miracle Made Sheets.
Okay.
And I don't know for sure, but I think it is. But apparently their pillowcases actually help to condition your hair.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm not, because they're silk or satin or something.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And because you have, and I know that with people, ebony people, yes. Like my friend Monique, she wears like a silk thing on her head when she sleeps because their hair dries out so fast.
Yep.
And stuff. So these are actually help with that whole thing. And also, they have
keeps
some
acne down and stuff.
Yes.
There's a commercial out for those sheets
it.
Now.
Yeah.
And then,
like, that's one of those. Actually, we should have a podcast about it. If I had all the money in the world and stuff, I would get Miracle Made Sheets.
What would it be?
That sounds good.
That would be a good one. So, anyways.
I like that. And it has to be something like not a house or a yacht.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
It has to be like a little
like a guilty pleasure.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that.
Mine is having Amanda Reed as one of our loyal listeners and Patreons and stuff, but she treats your man witch to a game or two.
Oh,
she's lovely.
I love
she's
her.
Just a lovely
I just
person.
Love her to death. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's nice. This is one of the good things about.
And wait, and Shannon Edwards, and well, all you guys treat us great, but
they really
do. I had to get props on this one because Amanda beat you guys out by getting me the chicken hot dog game.
She's gotten us two games so far, yeah, so that's been amazing.
Our last show was one that we played.
Yeah.
Our rock game. Yeah. But no, she's just a sweetheart. And I mean, I love all of you guys the same, but she's got you beat right now. So get your game up. You guys know what kind of beer I drink and this and that.
No, whatever. Number two for me is petting puppies. Daryl took me the other day just to, it was funny because I think he's always afraid that I'm going to want to buy a puppy, which is a good fear to have
still.
I do want to buy a I don't necessarily know if I want a puppy. I would like a dog that's already potty trained, but we will go to this pet ranch, and I also won't buy a dog from a puppy mill dog or whatever because I'm
a pet store.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But pet ranch, their dogs range from about $2,500 to $3,500. Mm-hmm. So I know I can't be tempted because I don't have that kind of money.
Yeah, she goes, let's just go pet.
Yeah, so he took me to pet the puppies. It was a simple pleasure. I was really happy. Unfortunately, but we did fall in love with a dog. It was a little Shih Tzu poodle mix, and we didn't even look at the price tag. We were just like in love with this freaking dog. She looked like Fiona, but like opposite. She was black
with
white.
She was all black, yeah.
And Daryl was holding it, and he's like, oh, my God, she's so perfect. And then I was holding it, and I was like, she's so perfect. And he looked down at the price, and he goes, God damn it. And I was like, what's wrong? And he goes, she's on sale. And she was, I mean, it was still too much. It was, she was $600. And again, my moral compass wouldn't let me. But anyways, it was funny, and it made me really happy, and thank you for doing that for me and indulging me in my little simple pleasures.
Well, then she kept looking at us like, come on, guys, I'm only $600 bucks.
It was $5.95.
Yeah.
But,
so
yeah,
sweet.
She was so cute.
But we always forget, too, and I'm so glad that you guys had such a cute date day, but how expensive they are after the fact.
That's true, too.
I know this dog eats way better than I do.
Mm. I'm like, yeah.
Well, that's one of my guilty pleasures, too, is I make
her food. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And she's going to be so healthy and live to be 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah. So, petting puppies.
Oh, okay. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. I think I only have one more, and it's very random and very simple. But it's nostalgic and delicious, and it's sun tea. I love making tea outside and looking at the jar as the sun's coming through it. It's pretty. It tastes good. It's easy. It just tastes like summer.
It's
and
so
like
funny.
Being cared for it to me.
Yeah. It is. It's such a different tasting.
Do you put sugar in it?
Nope.
Oh, just drink it without.
Put like four bags? Do you put like four bags
and
in the water and then set out there?
Yeah. So let's say if there were four bags in hers, she would put like 2 cups of sugar in it or whatever. It's very Southern.
Yeah, sweet tea,
I'm like, I'm good with that. I'm not trying to be like, oh, I'm better than anybody because I just don't like sweet tea.
Okay.
I don't know why. But that you can just taste the sunshine.
It's so funny. It is so different.
It just tastes like love to me.
Mm-hmm. That is so crazy.
Thanks.
Well, I think one of the biggest ones is, I think we all would be with this, having our health.
Yes, isn't it?
Having my health, just, you know.
All your simple pleasures
are not
very complex.
Yeah.
He's a
Thank
big
you.
Picture guy.
We're, yeah, he
we're
is.
Like a tiny
but that's
picture guy.
Awesome.
I love that you are grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My last one is a call or a text from the grandkids. There's nothing that just makes my heart pitter-patter as much as just getting either a call. Mostly, you know, this day and age, it's just a text. Mm-hmm. But I'll get something like, look, Lala, I got my nails done.
Yeah.
Or I was just thinking, Natalia will be like, I was just thinking of you. I love you. Or Cecilia will be like, I got a laboo-boo, you know, and stuff. And because she knows I think they're cute.
Yes.
So
whose grandkids are these?
Right?
They have my number. What the fuck?
Well, you know, and stuff. But anyways, that is a simple pleasure for me and my number one, because it makes me really happy.
Nice. As you deserve to have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going on the coattails of not texting back, Caden.
All my nieces and nephews are the same.
Okay.
And not to make your thing about me, but you saw earlier when Megan texted me, she's like, do you want to go to sushi before I go to college? I'm like, fuck yeah, name the day. I'm calling in sick. Let's do it.
Uh-huh.
And it's lovely.
Where do you think you go to sushi?
Oh, no, she has a place up north that she really wanted to take me.
Oh.
And so, yeah.
Oh,
so the,
she's taking you.
Yeah. So the timing.
That's even better.
Yeah, she likes it. And the timing didn't work out what she asked. And I'm like, well, how about this other day? She's like, fine, let's do it.
Great.
Oh,
so,
how fun.
Anyway, but I agree with you. Those young people just, it makes your heart so happy because they're so busy.
And kids are self-absorbed. And that's just the way, I mean, everybody is, aren't we?
Yeah.
You know, and stuff, but more
Who
so because,
you?
What? And I mean, just more so because like they do, they have their social life and they have their friends and they have the things that they do. And that the fact that they think enough to give you like a little tiny shout out or just a hi and stuff.
Throw
just
you a bone.
Yeah. Makes you happy.
Love those kiddos.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, guys.
Yay. And so thank you guys for listening to, and we're not wrapping this up.
We
are going
to
do the wow, but I wanted to thank you for listening to our second part of our show, and we will be back with the wow.
Wow. It's time for the wow. Witches are doing it now. We talk about music, pets, and stupid criminals. This is the wow.
Alrighty, guys, we're back and we're ready for the wow. And who would like to start the wow out now?
You should start first because you started last time.
Okay, so this
started last.
This week I have pets, and this is our pet peeve, pet thing that I said. Okay, so those pesky little groundhogs, pet. I mean, let's get serious. There are pets that we love, and then there's animals that just are assholes. Mm. And those little ground hot dogs.
Ground hot dogs?
Ground hot dogs. They're as cute as can be, but they destroy stuff. And I would like to say we've lost some pigeons. We don't have as many. We don't have 20 some odd pigeons up on our roof now.
That big owl out there.
Well, we got this big old Yeah. My guy hung up this owl for me, but no, you know, it's just they're we gotta love them. We're probably in their area.
True.
More than you know than
we
know.
They were here first.
Yeah. And so I keep hearing about up in the mountains, you know, all these wolves that have released, and they're thinking about relocating them now. This and that. I'm like, this was their land before it was our land. This is our land.
Good God.
But. It does. It makes me mad about certain things. But, you know, like I said, the neighbors up the street, I feel sorry for your lawn. Yeah, I'm sorry that these little bastards have taken over your front lawn. But just be kind to pets.
And this is what happens when Daryl doesn't.
There's a beginning, middle, and an end.
Yeah.
Have anything down for his will of wisdom.
You caught me. And hey, if your dog's not a service dog, don't have him in the Walmart.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Good for you. Okay, well, good for you.
And that's my take on that.
There you go.
Perfect. Okay.
Mine is stupid criminals.
Yes.
Okay, this is coming from the New York Post, so you know it's legit. Me. Bitter Texas woman tries poisoning newly engaged ex-husband with fentanyl-laced congratulatory chocolates.
Ooh. What? Wow.
A bitter Texas divorcee is facing felony charges in a botched plot to kill her ex-husband, first by hiring a hitman who got cold feet, and then trying to send him fentanyl-laced chocolates as a congratulatory gift for his new engagements, according to police. Pamela Jean Stanley, 63, was caught on tape by an undercover officer with the Park County Sheriff, a special crimes unit, inquiring about injecting fentanyl into a box of high-end chocolates she wanted to deliver to her newly engaged ex, 66-year-old Jeff Kulf.
Wow.
The package would include a fake honeymoon incentive from the travel agency, according to the sheriff. The deadly delivery was apparently Stanley's fallback plan. According to her victim, she had first hired a hitman to assassinate him nearly 18 months prior, but the paid assassin suddenly grew a conscience and warned him. I'm just fortunate that the hitman had a conscience and reached out to me. I've spent pretty much the better part of a year and a half with the lights off in the house, floodlights, cameras in the backyard. It's been an experience, he told The Independent, adding that he contacted the police soon after. Kulf alleged that his vengeful ex wanted him dead so she could cover the son's inheritance and reclaim the home they shared before their 2020 divorce in the act of a hatred and revenge. I'm a lucky fella. I'm just thankful she's behind bars, he told the outlet. Stanley was finally caught after undercover officers lured her to a fake purchase of what she believed was fentanyl in a motel parking lot in late May. She was cuffed immediately after the sale and booked on charges of criminal solicitation with intent to commit murder, criminal intent to commit murder, and possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver. Cops also found, this is not with the fentanyl that she bought from the cops, this was just in her car.
Oh.
Cops also found a whopping 9.5 grams of meth on her at the time of her
arrest. This girl had some.
How many?
9.5 grams. I don't know how much that is.
Oh, I thought you said 900 pounds.
Yeah, I did too. I'm like, damn, that girl's got a lot.
I have to look up 9.5 grams.
9.5 grams of meth on her at the time of her arrest. Stanley has not been charged with anything related to the alleged assassin hire.
Oh.
Just the new stuff.
Okay.
Okay. So any, oh, wait, hold on. There's more. I didn't know that I had more. Just really fast. The accused attempted killer was released in late May on a $450,000 bond. She was inducted on July 10th and is set for arraignment on Tuesday. She has a previous run-in with the law in 2019, where she pleaded guilty to deadly conduct for an unlawful discharge of a firearm.
Wow.
She was sentenced to 12 months probation and 50 hours of community service. For many exes, sometimes parting isn't such sweet sorrow, and instead advances homicidal tendencies.
She's a bad bitch.
She is a bad bitch. That is girl, she single?
I don't know, but I want to date
old,
her.
The thing of it is, she's old.
Yeah, yeah, she's 65, 60. I mean, yeah, you know, not being old.
But I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
I'm 58. I don't want to try that hard to kill somebody. Well, I'll be like,
also, if like she said, they said that she wanted to do this because of her son's inheritance. I would think that he'd be old enough to do his own
get his own stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Let it go.
Let him hire the assassin. Right.
Well, she was probably like, if I do this, you're going to have to share it with me.
Maybe. We should call her and ask her.
Well, news from the street.
Yeah.
3.5 grams is an 8-ball of methamphetamine.
There you go.
But she had 9.5 grams of meth.
Oh.
So that's like 2.5 8-balls.
2.5 balls?
That makes 16. That's like 22 balls.
That's a... I've got big balls.
I don't know.
She's got the biggest balls in the mall.
She wasn't even doing meth, though.
Right? No, it was in her car, so there's that.
Well, lady. She probably was on it then.
Probably. Who knows?
Don't get high off your own supply, guys.
Well, she did have the intent to sell.
Yeah.
Or intent to distribute fentanyl. Anyways, that's all.
Wow. I have not had a run-in with the popo.
No?
In many years.
Yeah?
I think my days are over of breaking the law.
Really?
I do.
You're so boring.
You know, I've really settled into my middle age. Me and my feet are just kicking back.
Yeah.
Just being like having some light beers.
I'm gonna leave that meth at home.
That's right. I don't care for it.
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm gonna buy some fentanyl to take my ex one.
You know what? In really truth.
Yes.
I am even scared to touch fentanyl. Like I don't want to be anywhere near it.
Nope.
You can't. Yeah. If it's airborne, it'll fuck you up.
Yeah, it's so horrible. I think that we should make this clear to all the children out there listening to this podcast.
First of all,
you shouldn't be listening to this podcast. And second of all, don't try any kind of drug, and I know that sounds really stupid, but even like you're like, oh, I can just try a little cocaine, or I can try a little meth, or a little weed at this point.
Don't even.
Unless it's all dusted with something.
You could have fentanyl in that and die, boom, like that the first time.
It could be made in the same factory. It's like cross-contamination if you're celiac.
If just you're going to get weed, get it from a dispensary where you know it's regulated.
Right.
That is all.
Yep. And if you're going to drink seltzers.
Yeah.
Like a lady.
Or beer if you're Daryl.
Beer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Lisa, that was groundbreaking news.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
My wow or well of wisdom this week is music.
Mm-hmm.
And because we are coming off, this is part due of Pleasure and Pain.
Mm-hmm.
And in part one or uno or un, I don't know. We talked about pet peeves and irritating things.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do all of the most irritating artists to me.
Excellent.
This week.
Yes.
I'm going to make it Shelley style.
I'm excited.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
You could probably guess quite a few of them. Fine Young Cannibals, Get Lost. Billy Ocean, Suddenly Is Okay. Get Out of My Car. You should have got out of my car a long time ago.
Yep.
Drake.
Drake for a long time.
That's not music. Don't pretend it is.
No.
Don't even make me feel old. Mm-hmm. You are just incompetent.
Agreed.
P. Diddy, not an artist, also a rapist, a violent and abusive. What is that crap? Fuck off.
Stupid.
Mariah Carey.
Oh.
Hey, I'll listen to the Christmas song till the day is long. She's irritating as fuck.
I like her.
Yeah, don't like
Mariah
her.
Mariah Carey.
Fine, like her.
Okay.
You
Chris Brown,
her.
No thank you.
Yep.
Also abusive, terrible. And who said?
No relation.
No good song.
Mm-mm.
Nothing.
No.
Yeah.
On that ship, yay. Hey, keep your name or don't keep your name. I don't even know what songs you sing because you're so stupid.
Agreed.
I'm sick of you being a stupid and you're stupid.
You're burnt.
You're burnt.
Okay, this is old news to anybody who listens to the show. Mm-hmm. The Eagles. I know you're talented. I know a bunch of people like you. And you're like, ooh, I'm the first original pop country crossover. Look at me. I'm so original. You know what you are? You're whiny bastards, and I've had it. If it wasn't for Joe Walsh and the other guy, you guys would be lost. Mm-hmm. Who's the drummer? Don Henley?
Yeah.
Or the other one?
Dennis Hopper.
Glenn Frey. Whatever. Yeah. Individually, some of them are fine.
Uh-huh.
As a group, I don't care for them.
No.
I don't care.
Okay.
Stay at the Hotel like California, would you?
Yeah.
Another thing.
Uh-huh.
Everybody says they're so great. Maybe they are. But we're not on drugs now. Send Pink Floyd home. Bye.
I like Pink Floyd, okay? Daryl hates Pink Floyd. Is anybody Grateful Dead? I'm not a big fan of.
Samesies. If you have a jam band and you just go off on a tangent for 3 hours while you're on drugs, no thank you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I like to sing along. If you don't have words, can't sing along. Mm-hmm. And then you have Pukey McHippie in front of me tripping out to your stupid shit.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Okay.
Pink Floyd, another deal. Uh-huh. Okay, we all did the thing in high school. We watched your stupid movie. I get it. I get it. It's cool. It's fine. I know that you've all...
We wasted that time in our life.
Died or retired, and thank you for that. Uh-huh. But not that I want anybody to die.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-mm. But stay focused. You know what I mean? Just stay focused. Give me a good love song or something. Pink Floyd. Okay, but not least, the Limp Bizkit. First of all, I like how biscuit is actually spelled, and your biscuit with a K. It irritates me. I don't care for it. Were they involved in that Woodstock 99 BS too?
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just dangerous.
They started
it all. You had a responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Get bent with biscuit.
Yeah, Fred Durst just is dumb too. He's stupid.
Yeah, he's like, ooh, I dated Britney Spears for 5 minutes. She got over Who your didn't? Shit in a hurry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
That's my well of wisdom.
That is very wisdom-esque.
I cannot wait to listen to this when I'm editing the show. I will probably listen to that 2 times, 3 times.
I love it.
Because it was incredible. Yes.
Yeah, it'll probably irritate you as well.
Yeah. Okay. No. Well, you guys, thank you for listening to our two-parter of The Pleasure and Pain. I hope that you enjoyed it as much as we enjoyed making it. Join Patreon for all the wonderful stuff that's coming up and also to listen to ad-free episodes. And as far as anything else,
we have
we're
a party coming up.
Nerves.
And make sure you get on to get to the party this summer at the end of August.
Yes, August 30th, we're having a Patreon party at all tiers and all levels at the Brown Palace.
Yep.
So stay tuned. Follow us on our website, goodwitchbadwitch.com. There's a dash in the middle of there, and we never update it. So you're probably better off going to our Facebook page, which is the Good Witch, Bad Witch podcast group. And then get off my dick and stay witchy, my friends.
Stop being so irritating and stay bitchy.